one of the areas that you can participate is choir. Again, I really encourage you to join the choir. We still need a lot of people for choir members, okay? I know you are singing well, so I know you, okay? Wow, we need a lot of God's help these days, isn't it? All the things that we hear from the world, all the noise, all the news about new wars and conflicts, we need God's help. So I Googled it, God's help, and I found this joke. A 6-year-old boy came home from a church school and asked his mother if it was all right to ask God to help him. Of course, the mother said, "Of course." "Is there something that worried you? Something that concerned you?" The boy said, "No, not really. But at school today, Mom, my teacher said that if I interrupted her one more time, she said, may God help you." Yeah, we need a message of God's help these days. Otherwise, just like one sign in Carol's house, don't make me come down there, right? We need peace. We need comfort in our world desperately. So let's encourage each other one more time. Person next to you, say, "Peace be with you," okay? Peace be with you. Can we? Really, peace be with you, yeah? We're living in this world that seems pretty chaotic. Chaotic, isn't it? Chaotic. Many things happen all the times. And different people see and understand them various way because of their unique perspective. People have different perspectives. Interestingly enough, when you look at all these various perspectives of people, it comes evident that this viewpoint, perspective, didn't naturally develop and evolved. Rather, they all acquire and perceive such a perspective from external sources. External sources like news, TV, radio, friends, and the group that you belong to. This is how people form their particular and unique perspectives. You know, I studied communication back in college. I learned about the concept of journalism. But when we look at all the news today, it's quite different from the concept that I learned back in college. It's really hard to find the true meaning of journalism on the news. These days, news is more like a show. Even they posted news show than actual news in journalism. So it can be quite confusing. On the TV news, I wish they just report what happened. Just report what happened without all those extra stuff. These days, news show often including so-called, they call it commentary. They bring experts to give their take on all the things happening, event and accident, try to interpret what happened. That's one perspective. But they call it expert, and then they give them opportunity to give the commentary on that, what's happening on it. That's not news. That's what I consider it's not news. One reason people have such a different perspectives is because they hear all those certain interpretation, which may not be accurate, could be very one-sided perspective. What we really need these days is more like a neutral, reliable source to understand what happened, what's happening in this world. Do you have that? Neutral and reliable source. For me, of course, that source is the Bible. Of course. Good-looking pastor is a, you know, core value. The resource is the Bible. I tell you why. Instead of relying on one-sided commentary, I believe we should read the Bible more often when the world has become more chaotic. Because we are able to hear the voice of God while we're reading the Bible. You'd be surprised, really, I promise. You'd be surprised how many divine perspectives you can find in the Bible about all the things happening in this world these days. Some people might think that the Bible was written thousands of years ago and can possibly relate it to all the things happening today. But it's not. The Bible is not a historical record. It contains divine wisdom, divine plan, divine guidance that we desperately need these days. That's why in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 12 and 13, it says this: "For the word of God is living and active." For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing souls and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thought and attitudes of the heart. Living and active, the word of God. That's why we need to read the Bible. We need to pick up the Bible as our reference to understand and gain right perspective in our daily lives. Reading Bible should not be just a habit. It's essential because it connects us to divine, the Creator. It helps us to feel divine breath, divine plan, and guidance as we read. When you let your heart to all the noise from the world, your heart be troubled. But when you let your heart open to the Bible, the Word of God, then you will find true peace and comfort in your heart. The divine presence in the Bible can transform our lives and even further our perspectives. Even though there's a significant time gap between the Bible was written and our modern world, it is surprising how similar the emotions and events that we can relate it to all the things happening in this world and that's written in the Bible. You can find people in the Bible experiencing happiness, despair, courage, and fear, just like we feel every day. Let me share some examples from the Bible. When God created woman for Adam, Adam's expression was filled with joy, and he exclaimed, "This is now bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh." Do you remember that phrase? Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. It's a joyful expression that we can only relate it to when we have a really good relationship. When we read the Bible in Genesis chapter 2, when God gave Abraham a son, Isaac, we witness not only his joy, but soon later, the moment of despair and disappointment when God tested Abraham to give his son to God. One time, joy and excitement, and then despair, disappointment. When we realize that our own experience of joy, disappointment, and despair, they're all connected to the stories in the Bible. My personal experience, for me, there's a passage that really connects with my vocation, my life. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 through 32, do you remember Matthew walk on the water story? That story really parallel to my own journey, my own vocation to follow God's call. I felt it's impossible, God, to follow your call. Look at me. It's impossible for me to follow your call, even though I'm good looking, that's okay. So that was my prayer. God, how can I walk on the water? It's beyond my ability, oh God. But when God called me, just as God called Peter, come. Peter believed that he was able to walk on the water. And I did. That was my life. It was a moment of overwhelming joy. But soon, just like Peter, I made a huge mistake by thinking that I could walk on the water all by myself based on my own ability. Wow. Just like Peter's story, when he took his eyes off the Lord and looked at all the waves and storms, he began to sink in the water, call out, "Lord, please help me." That's my story. In the midst of our real life emotions, it's really interesting that we can find, particularly, repeatedly find in the Bible, the word fear. Fear. Let me give you some examples. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." In Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7, do not anxious about anything. Do you remember that past? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1 chapter 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the King James Version of it. Psalm 23, well-known Psalm, verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, in King James Version, the valley of the shadow of the death. I like that word, phrase. The valley of the shadow of the death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When I was called by God, this was the real strength, Isaiah chapter 43, 1. But now, thus says the Lord, he created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Because of this passage, I changed my first name to Jacob. Seriously. And John chapter 14, we heard in so many times in a funeral service, I leave you with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Let me say that again. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Among all those many emotions, I believe the fear is the most frequently mentioned emotion throughout the Bible. Fear. That's why you often hear a phrase like, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Especially when we experience inspiring work of God, we found ourselves facing situations we never encountered before. And in the midst of all those experiences, we hear the voice of God assuring us, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Let me go a little bit deeper on fear. When I look at it, many of the fear we experience, many of them is subjective in nature. Subjective in nature. In other words, the fear, worry, and all these similar emotions we feel are mostly relative emotions. Relative emotions. When we say relative, we mean that though these emotions vary from person to person. Some people feel fear and worry in the same condition they're in. Other people, they don't feel anything. Relative and subjective. It's precisely because we don't fully understand, have experienced it, that our fear is relative. To illustrate this, I consider the fear people have when we got to unknown territory. When we enter this COVID situation, we don't know what to do. We don't know what's going to happen. So many people feared, worried, because it's unknown territory. It differs from person to person. Just like how people feel fear and dread to varying degrees when faced with activities like skydiving. Do you know? I have this afraid of heights, you know. It's really hard for me to even ride an airplane. Some people really enjoy skydiving. It's fascinating. They don't feel any fear and worry. Rock climbing. Daniel was really get into Becky's son. Rock climbing. Wow. Some people feel fear, and some people don't. Because some people already experience it. People say, it's okay. It's gonna be all right. Don't worry. Because they already experience it, situation. Maybe they were all known about it. So don't fear. That's what Jesus said. Jesus knew about all the situations, and Jesus said, do not be afraid. Today's scripture, verse 26, Jesus said, so have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Can you hear the voice of Jesus saying, okay, I know. I experience. I know what you are going through. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Verse 28 speaks more directly to us. The key verse of today's scripture. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Let's listen again. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear the one who can destroy both soul and the body in hell. I think it's really important for us to discern between relative fear and absolute fear among all those fears that we experience in our lives. Most of fear, again, I'm telling you, most of fear that we experience is relative fear. We let them come in our heart. We let them come in our lives. Today's message really encourages us to have a strong faith. Faith that enables us to overcome and conquer the fear. Let's admit, these days we've been exposed by all these fear-driven messages. Fear-driven messages all over the place. We've been faced unpredicted, unprecedented. When you look at the news, these words pop up like every time, unprecedented. challenges in our lives. From COVID to economic inflation, and now situation of war and conflicts and terrorism, which have left us feeling drained and fearful. Politicians actually using this fear for their own benefit, for their own interest. That's why these days people are increasingly drawn into all these fear-driven messages. But church, I really pray that we can overcome this fear-driven message with the message of Jesus Christ, the message that is written for us these days. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear, for I am with you. God knows us. God knows each one of us. When we remove fear, basically fear covers our eyes, even spiritual eyes. When we remove fears, we are able to see things clearly, understand the situation better, so that we are able to do what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to think. Most importantly, we're able to see who's holding our lives. One of my favorite phrasing hymns, I probably shared with you this before, but it's Tommy Walker's "He Knows My Name." Do you know that song? "He Knows My Name." It was like this: I have a maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hand. I have a father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and hears me when I call. We have Father right beside us, know everything, our situation, and we still embrace all those fear in our heart. He knows. So let's put our heart to the Lord. Sometimes I find myself thinking, like when I hear name Emmanuel, think about Emmanuel. That means what? God with us. We're going to celebrate Advent season probably several times. The word Emmanuel, God with us. From the beginning to the end, God repeatedly saying and declared that God is with us. Are you there, God? Are you there? Do you know my name? Do you know what I'm going through? And God said, yes, I know. Do not be afraid. God knows us better than we know. God knows our names, our situation, everything about us. God is still with us, church. God is speaking to us through the scripture. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. God knows everything, wherever we go. Even our fears, God speaks to us. Do not be afraid. So, when we pray to God, God, we know now that you are with me. Help us to feel your presence, your guidance. Help us to move forward with the courage from your presence. Let us confess our heart, from our heart, that God is with us. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Let us pray. Amazing God, we thank you for the message that you've given us this morning. Every day, we've been hearing all this noise, all these fear-driven messages, but we let them in our lives, let them in our heart, and start worry, start fear. But God, help us to have a strong faith in you so that we can overcome this world. We can overcome all this fear that this world has given to us. Help us to feel your presence within our day-to-day lives. Help us to follow every step of the way, because God, you know us, and you're leading us in our lives. Even times of trouble, help us to feel your guidance, your strong, mighty hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand for closing hymn?